Well, reinventing technology to help detect fever at our borders, our hospitals, supermarkets and other workplaces. Part of the technology that's going to be crucial to keeping away or containing outbreaks of COVID-19. A group that develops technology for smart thermal camera systems for predator control has teamed up with the University of Canterbury Mechanical Engineers, Callaghan Innovation and Auckland Bioengineering Institute to develop an innovative sensor device that can carry out thousands of temperature tests daily, cheaply, and it's claimed at a reduced cost to privacy. To explain, we welcome Grant Ryan. He's co-founder of Cacophony, the open source technology project behind this idea, whose usual stock in trade is ridding New Zealand of rats, stoats and possums. Grant, that was what we were discussing the last time we spoke. Good morning.
Morena, Catherine, how you doing?
Good, thanks. So when this whole business unleashed on us, did you straight away start thinking, hang on, I've got something useful here?
Not really, but we got prompted by Roger Dennis, who's on the Digital Council of New Zealand, and he really prompted us to think about if New Zealand does manage to kind of get rid of this, how could we have a network of cameras that could, you know, act as an early warning detection system? So there's nothing new about using thermal cameras to detect if people have got fevers, but we were really thinking about how could you do it at a national scale and feed in as a public health system. So, yeah, it's been pretty interesting.
Starting with the concept, where would you see these cameras operated?
So there's one, a whole range of places, from high-risk places like staff that work at hospitals through to places where you've got lots of people going through, like supermarkets and retail, but pretty much any organisation that doesn't want to have people with fevers, potentially infectious, coming in, so to protect their staff and customers.
What would it look like? So is it similar to like airport scanning and testing? What would it look like?
Yeah, so it's basically just a camera. You stand in front of it and it takes about 1 second and it pretty much says quickly you're within a normal temperature range or you've got a fever.
How have you adapted what you already were using for predator control towards the prototypes?
So we've been working with thermal cameras that are networked for about 3.5 years. So it's the same basic technology, and we've really modified the software, and the innovation is around how that they're networked together so that we can update the based on the levels of risk and use it as an early warning detection. Widely understood is if you can identify who's got disease and if you can track and trace them, people understand the value of the speed of that. But it's really, if you've got someone who doesn't know to even go and get a test, is wandering around for a couple of weeks or even a couple of days, the sooner you can find those and identify them, it's all part of the same time critical element. And instead of, you know, medical tests are expensive and we can do thousands a day, but of these we can potentially do hundreds of thousands a day and use it as part of a hierarchy of tests to try and find out who we should be testing for the next level.
Well, not only that, it's, you know, someone who's about to head into a public space with a lot of other people, there's an alert, best you don't go. And what does happen, by the way? How would this work if I stood in front of a scanner outside a supermarket and it showed I had an elevated temperature? Then what?
So one of the things we want to do to make it as cost-effective as possible is rather than if you're in a hospital, you'll have someone who can do a follow-up test. But what we'd like to do in that case is say, please don't go in, please call the health line and they'll follow up with the best health advice. So it depends on the level of risk of where you've got it.
What have been the challenges to getting it operational and at a feasible scale?
So one of the key things is making it accurate enough at a low enough cost that it's viable for, you know, mass scale. And the University of Canterbury did a fantastic little piece of work. What they did is, in order to calibrate the camera, they have a what's called a black body that's a fixed temperature. And that means that you don't have to keep recalibrating the camera. So they did a really great little piece of work that we're going to manufacture and incorporate in so that we can have a much more accurate device. And the reason accuracy is important is that one of the intriguing things about this as a possibility is if we can get it accurate enough with details of what your normal temperature is, potentially we can know that you're on the path to getting a fever before you even know it yourself. So we can potentially try and find people that are what's called pre-symptomatic. They don't even know they're on the path to being symptomatic.
How have you tested it and with what results?
So we've had it. We've basically just put a bunch of cameras out of places like we've had some with the police department and at supermarkets and some food production facilities. And the bank ASB have been very good at helping us test some cameras. So we're really getting doing a quick rapid prototyping of this to try and work out the best way to apply it to New Zealand.
When it comes to results, are there still things that are tricky to overcome?
Yes, definitely. So there's one of the hardest things we're trying to find is how does fever progress for COVID-19 in particular? So there's a thought that it takes a while to develop over time, but there's still a lot of unknowns. So we'll basically be learning that as we go and adapting the software based on the science papers as they come out from around the world.
I'm trying to see why this is relevant. Would the initial temperature indication not be sufficient to say, please don't enter, go and get a test? Does it need to be much more nuanced?
The reason it needs to be more nuanced is that there's actually, depending on your, if you're male, female, your size, the age, you have different natural temperature profiles. So if you're just trying to compare, like it's actually doesn't necessarily work that well when you don't have a profile of what your temperature normally is. Also, your temperature varies during the day. So if we can take all of that information and we can be much more precise about whether, you know, you've got your temperature's rising or not, the more precise you can be, the earlier you can catch it. And the earlier you can catch it, the more likely you are to then be able to get a test, do the contact tracing and contain it. It's all about the speed issue.
So again, would you modify, your equipment would modify according to who's taking the test? Is that what you're saying? Or are we all going to wander around with our baseline temperature in our wallets now, along with some other things?
Well, that's one of the nice things that we can potentially work in. I quite like the idea of the COVID card, where you've got a way that you can protect people's privacy and then you can still link into a whole lot of things. So if there's a possibility that we can link into that so that we can know what your normal temperature is at that particular day and protect your privacy, that way we can be much more nuanced and have a much better chance of, you know, really making an impact as an early warning network.
So along with the scanning we may do going onto premises, in order to have some kind of digital alert, hello, someone, you were around for 15 minutes, has tested positive, go get a test. That card, or whatever form of technology is used, could also carry someone's baseline temperature and be part of a different way of trying to trace.
Yeah, that's correct. And so, for example, if you have someone with a low-grade fever that doesn't even know that they should be getting a test and they wander around for a couple of weeks and you don't identify them, or even a few days, the earlier you can get them, the more likely you are.
Grant, is there any interest in this? Obviously, Callaghan's involved, that the science institutes are involved and the universities are involved. Is there any wider interest, any conversation being had with the Ministry of Health, or is it showing interest in what you're doing?
So we're starting to do some trials with some of the COVID card people in hospitals, but we haven't started a formal conversation with the Ministry of Health.
Thank you again for being with us, Grant Ryan of the Cacophony Project, on the adaptation of their thermal camera systems, the work they're doing with others, including University of Canterbury, Callaghan Innovation and the Auckland Bioengineering Institute. It may well become part of the tracing and risk management in the ongoing battle against COVID.